Welcome to the What's Important Now broadcast. In America today, we are witnessing a cultural shift. This is the show devoted to the battle for the soul of our country. Join our host, Tom Sears, as he explains the issues of our day. And join the fight to bring values and morality back. Let's join Tom now as he shares what's important now.
Welcome inside of this episode of What's Important Now. Get the specifics out of the way very quickly because I don't want to say fired up, but I don't even know. We'll get there. Email me, whatsimportantnowradio@gmail.com, whatsimportantnowradio@gmail.com. Also, you can write us by mail at 8901 Good Hope Pike, Lost Creek, West Virginia, 26385. Visit us online, whatsimportantnowradio.com. We have archived programs there as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know that I've ever been more disgusted. I don't know if I've ever felt more despair than I feel now. You know, in the 16 years of existence of this program, I've covered a lot of topics. I've covered the topic I'm going to talk about today. But today I'm going to cover it in a different light. I'm going to cover it in a different light because we, as a society, have lost it. You know, I talked about being unhinged. We had those programs. I've talked about having or bringing back America's Christian values, Christian heritage. I've told you that we're in a fight to bring values and morals back. I've went as far as to say that we are battling for the soul of America. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know me, you know that I'm honest. At least I try to be. And I have never, ever felt more hopeless for society than I do now. I know that I'm supposed to encourage you to fight on, and I will, because I will not quit fighting. I will stand. No matter how hopeless it looks, I will stand. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a deep embedded concern in me today. A concern that we are reaching a point of no return, and it could be argued that we're already there. Minus a spiritual awakening, a great awakening, a revival that brings our hearts back to the values found in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in trouble. I'm going to rearrange the program a little bit today because I got to get some things off my chest. It will guide the conversation. I usually end the program with That's a Fact, the segment, since we've changed the format, which honestly I'm changing again because these issues are too important. They're far too important. We're going to begin to produce things like Basics in American History. You'll be able to find them on our website, American Hero in Christ. You know, I wanted to include them as part of our What's Important Now program, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to tell you there's just too many things going on. So we're going to produce those and have them on the website in the days ahead. But for now, we are going to tackle the tough topics and we are going to tell the truth about them because it's crucial. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm up in arms over some legislation in the recent days. You may be listening to this program a year after these things had happened, but it's true no matter when you're listening to it. The law that came out of New York that permits an abortion up until the date of birth. And you've got people on social media, and I've seen these. that are coming out and saying, listen, you Christian wackos, everybody just calm down, read the bill. Well, I've read it, and it doesn't change how I feel. When I say that I feel hopeless and in a sense of despair, it's because New York's bill was followed by discussions in Virginia to allow for a child to be born and then terminated if necessary. Well, let's go to that's a fact. Over the last several years, there has seemed to be some clarity as it pertains to abortion. Advances in science and medicine have advanced the cause of being pro-life, or so it seemed. The assumption came to a crashing halt when New York's governor signed a bill into law that allows for abortion up until the date of birth. Now, for most Americans, myself included, this is brutally offensive. This law is grotesque, disgusting, self-serving, and one that even the most barbaric of societies would find appalling. Offensive? Yes. And no matter how offended we are, it doesn't compare to the pain that the baby must feel. Not emotional pain. For the child has yet to know what love feels like. What the baby has known is the warmth and the comfort of a mother's womb. A mother who doesn't want him or her. Fear? Yeah. The baby feels fear. I mean, even in natural deliveries, think about it. The child is being delivered into a world that it doesn't know. It's leaving the assumed safety of the mother's womb and coming into a world that's cold. Not just figuratively cold, but cold. Most children immediately get placed into the arms of a loving mother that they immediately recognize and immediately know. The crying turns to comfort, and all is well in the world. This is not the case with abortion. Abortion robs the child of life. And for what? To be sacrificed on an altar of convenience, ripped apart like some piece of trash and discarded because of choice. Not the baby's choice. His or her choice would have been to live, but no one asked them. So as it goes, they clench their little hands as an instrument that is cold and sharp, and it stops their life. Why? Because they are not wanted. If any American decided to take an animal they no longer wanted and began to systematically rip it apart and take its life, they would go to jail. Yet in the world today, as gruesome and wrong as that would be, we no longer value the life of a child that is murdered at the hands of those sworn to protect them. Choice. Let's talk about that for a moment. That last drink that you knew you shouldn't take, yet your choice was to drink it anyway. Going home with a guy you barely knew, but your choice was to do it anyway. Sleeping with that same person just because it felt right. Well, that was a choice too. And now you're pregnant. Not your choice. But your choices led to this pregnancy. What you do next will also require choice. Unfortunately, the man you barely knew is already married and can't have another child. And you're just beginning your life and you can't have a child, so your choice is to terminate the pregnancy. Choice. Yet, the child, if given choice, would choose to live. Now, you may say, they don't feel anything. They are not a person. Well, someone forgot to tell them that. Because they sure act like a person fighting for their lives, dodging the instruments, heart rate increasing, gasping as they die. Their choice? Terminated. Some of you listening may immediately say, well, women are victims of rape and incest. And you would be correct. And those women should have never been brutalized by anyone. But yet, in the abortion industry, statistics prove that over 90% of abortions that are performed, they are performed because of convenience, meaning the child is not wanted. I mentioned an animal being ripped apart. And the argument may be that, well, that animal is already alive. Well, I believe the child in the womb is alive. But I will leave that there. Because states are now pushing laws that would allow a baby to be fully delivered and then terminated if the mother chooses. Yes, you are hearing me correctly. The baby would be delivered, as in any other delivery, and if the mother chooses that she would rather terminate the child, the law says she could. They have went as far as to say that if the baby was breathing, they would resuscitate the child and then still give the mother the choice. This bill in Virginia states that if the mother would suffer physical or mental impairment over the child, she could terminate. Well, if the mother begins to scream that she doesn't want this child, I suppose that could be deemed mental impairment. Listen to this audio from Virginia's governor as he talks about this bill.
No exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions, as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion, even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, I'm, you know, I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I would tell you, first thing I would say, this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions shouldn't be taken lightly. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, I would certainly support more than one provider.
Notice the governor He states that the child would be made comfortable while a decision is made. That decision, by the way, is whether or not to take the life of the now delivered child. And this is potentially after resuscitating the child. Ladies and gentlemen, this is infanticide. Are you kidding me? Make the child comfortable while you decide if they should live. Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to bear with me. I'm going to play the exchange between Virginia House Majority Leader Todd Gilbert and Representative Tran. Gilbert, a Republican, Tran, a Democrat. And he was Tran was the one mentioned in the audio with the governor. Now, it's almost 7 minutes, and again, please bear with me. This is so, so important. The audio is courtesy of LifeSite. Here you go.
This bill would remove the following statutes: trap or targeted regulations of abortion providers, removing language classifying facilities that perform five or more first trimester abortions per month as hospitals. It would repeal Virginia's informed consent mandatory ultrasound and 24-hour delay. It would repeal the requirement that second trimester abortions be performed in a hospital licensed by the State Department of Health. It would repeal the requirement for two additional physicians in cases of third trimester abortions.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician was simply willing to certify that the continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
So the way the suggestion that we've made in the bill is to say it's in the third trimester and at the, you know, with the certification of the physician. So
how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So, where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
make at that
point. I
understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
I certainly could have said a week from her due date, and that would have been the same answer, correct?
That it's allowed in the bill, yes.
Yes. And in addition to what you just represented, you do acknowledge that you substantially changed the standard by removing a couple of words here, correct? Substantially and irremediable. I'm sorry, line 80.
I'm sorry, can you just help me out? I think I'm in the right part that you're looking
line,
at as well.
Line 80.
Line 80. You are changing the standard under which the judgment call is made.
I'm aware.
Okay, third trimester. For an abortion at any point in the third trimester. You're changing the standard.
I'm changing the standard, yes.
Okay, all right. What type of mental health conditions would you anticipate would be utilized by physicians under these circumstances to determine that a child that is otherwise viable is worthy of an abortion?
You know, I mean, again, I'm not a physician, so I can't make those calls as to when a physician would determine that a woman's mental health where they would be able to certify an abortion at that point.
But the doctor, the physician wouldn't have to have any specialized training in mental health to make that determination under your bill, right?
Under this bill, no.
Okay. All right, thank you. Delegate Tran, what are some of the conditions that a woman could be experiencing in a third trimester, late term pregnancy for which abortion and not delivery would be the optimal result to protect either her life or health or that of the child, if that's even an interest. But what would be is there any commonly accepted medical decision to terminate the pregnancy in the late term rather than deliver the child if the mother's health or life is actually in danger?
Mr. Chairman, I am aware that there are certain medical conditions where that might be an option for the mother, and I would actually turn over to Galena for Mayroll to see if she has those specific medical examples.
Okay.
Thank you.
So,
hi. Sorry, I'm really short.
That's okay. I don't have a lot of specific examples because I'm not a physician. I'm an attorney, and we unfortunately do not have the physicians could not be here today because they are seeing patients at the moment. I know that there are certain central nervous system anomalies that cannot be determined until later stages in the pregnancy. I also know that certain anomalies like the absence of certain organs.
Okay, you're talking about the child. Let me just leave that out of the equation then.
Sure.
In terms of the health or life of the mother, what conditions are there that can't be resolved by delivering the child rather than undergoing an abortion?
Again, I'm not a physician. What I can point to a case that happened in Ireland, that's the first one that comes to my mind, that I'm happy to find for you and send you the article about. I can definitely send you that article, and if you'll give me some time, I can ask our physicians to provide you with a list of maladies that can lead to a woman having to have an abortion at the late stage of pregnancy. I do know that those cases exist.
But you don't know what they are?
Like I said, not a physician. I do not have those specifics about the woman. I have some specifics about the fetus. I do not have the specifics
okay.
about the woman.
All right. And again, since you yielded, you don't have any. I'm talking to you now,
yes.
Delegate. You don't have any specifics on that, obviously.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm not a physician.
Okay, well, we're talking about a lot of physician stuff here, and nobody appears to know the answer, and the doctors aren't here. So, it would have been helpful maybe to have those questions answered.
Notice how the proponents of this bill could not give specific health conditions that the mother would encounter that could lead to a third trimester abortion. Again, that audio, Virginia lawmakers discussing third trimester abortion. They could not give specific health conditions, brought up a lawyer who also could not give specific conditions. What the lawyer attempted to do was to say the child could be born missing an organ, and that would be one of the reasons why the mother, father, physicians, whoever would decide to take the child's life. So while they say they're not promoting infanticide, it's very clear that's exactly what it is. So they had no evidence. So I researched. I researched the need for third trimester abortions. And what I found was that all of the pro-abortion websites that I came across, they stated that third trimester abortions were conducted or performed so that the life of the mother could be saved. They state that the life of the mother is at risk, yet they gave no medical conditions. Maybe that's why the doctors would not show up to testify. Maybe it's all a big, big lie. Now, liberal media outlets are already out and fighting against the notion that this is promoting infanticide. But ladies and gentlemen, I played you the entire audio for that exact reason. Now, I have to say this. If you can listen to those individuals talk about delivering a child, talking about the stipulations of that bill, and not cringe, then I really don't know what else to say to you. Because I've already mentioned that the most barbaric society would find this appalling, yet it seems we are not appalled. Yet we are quiet. Our lives apparently are too busy to fight for those who can't speak for themselves. We are creating a society where there are no consequences. But let me warn you, that is simply never going to be the case. We, meaning America, will pay a price for all of this innocent blood that's being shed. Think of it this way. 10 years ago, we would have never guessed that a group of lawmakers in America would support a bill that allows for a child to be delivered and then terminated. Well, here we are. What's next? Will we start plucking them out of preschool? You think that is extreme? Yeah, I do too. But I don't know who we are anymore. If everything is about convenience, then it seems we will go to any length to make ourselves happy. The governor of Virginia, he said men shouldn't tell women what to do with their bodies. I would argue that when a child is murdered, that's not a woman's body. It's a child. Where do we go from here? I honestly do not know. But I can tell you this. No matter what it costs me, no matter the persecution that I come under, I will be a voice. I will not falter. I will not fail. I will speak, and I will speak loudly. It's time to stop this insanity and to protect our babies. And we can do that by returning to the values that produced a good and honorable society where these gruesome acts would not be tolerated. I'm not hopeful. But I am still fighting. A barbaric society? Just remember, we voted these people into office. And that is a fact. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I know there was a lot of extra audio. I actually had audio between in a debate from President Trump and Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential election. We're not going to get to that. I have other information. It would just absolutely blow your mind of companies that many of us purchase their products that use discarded aborted baby cells, parts. And this is society today. This is who we are. This is who we are in 2019. Long gone are the days where chewing gum and talking in the classroom were big ordeals. Something has definitely changed. We have lost our minds. And the truth is, more so than losing our minds, we've lost our soul. We've lost it. Ladies and gentlemen, will you be a voice? I encourage you, and I beg you, contact the local, whether it be state chapters, county chapters, of pro-life organizations. Get in touch with them. Support them. They need your help to promote bills that will protect babies. Recently in Iowa, they passed a bill called the Heartbeat Bill, stating that if a heartbeat could be detected, an abortion could not be performed. Unfortunately, that law has already been ruled unconstitutional. We have to stand up and fight. I hear a lot of liberals say elections have consequences. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, they do. And I have a very, very difficult time understanding how in the world we can fight over issues and be so behind issues. Not that the issues don't matter, but we don't stand up for babies. Fight the good fight of faith. I will. Contend for the faith. I will. There is a cause. I believe it. It does matter, and it is important now. This has been What's Important Now. Take care. And he holds that precious baby with oh such tender care. He takes the place of mom and dad. He's the greatest.